Much of Wrangell's public infrastructure was built around the same time in the mid-1980s. Maintenance on many of the buildings has been deferred or done piecemeal for decades, and it's taken a toll on the structures. To try and address some of the most pressing issues, Wrangell's Assembly has approved two bond measures that would put $12 million towards renovations at the community schools and the multi-purpose public safety building. Here's Borough Manager Jeff Good at a meeting August 23rd, explaining the basics of the school bond, which would be for $3.5 million.
The bond is to try to do the siding and the roofing on a 37-year-old building. I mean, that's typically your siding and roofing for most houses or buildings you're replacing at 30 to 40 years. So it's about the life expectancy of what the roof and siding are. So trying to get that maintenance done, it's time, it needs to be done. The bond is the best way right now to be able to pay for that.
The bond for the public safety building would cover similar issues in addition to addressing some aging mechanical systems. But the government can't take on debt without the approval of the people, so both bond proposals will be on the October 4th municipal election ballot. Borough Finance Director Mason Villarma advised Assembly members to think of ways to balance the burden on Wrangell property taxpayers.
We've been really brainstorming mechanisms to subsidize these things so they actually have a chance, because if we don't, they're not going to pass. I mean, be realistic, right? So we got to try to figure out how we can reduce the burden on the tax base as best as we can. And there's several mechanisms of doing that. I mean, we have our community assistance payment. We have, you know, we had record sales tax this year. I just did it for the audit today, $3.528 million for sales tax. That's really great. We have our jail contract that's hopefully going to come in a bit higher, $195,000. Which could go to the public safety building.
Villarma estimated that if both of the bonds passed, the yearly debt payments would be about $874,000. With contributions from borough sales tax or other funding sources, Villarma said he expected a 5-10% increase in property taxes could cover the payments. Wrangell's Assembly also amended the ordinances earlier this month to make sure any tax increases from taking on bond debt would sunset once the bonds were paid off. But the other side of the equation, how taxes could increase for individual taxpayers, remains unclear. Wrangell's Assembly recently approved a $48,000 contract to reassess every property in town, some of which haven't been assessed in years. Assemblymember Dave Powell says not knowing how much of a change a property assessment could yield is causing concerns in residents he's talking to. They're worried the city won't commit to a hard number, he says.
They have no idea what their house is going to be assessed at, and they are worried. And that, I don't know how to do it, how to guarantee to the next assembly that, you know, you guys, this is what was said, this is what needs to be done. And because the way I look at it right now, if we say that, it goes to a lot of people and they're all approved. I wouldn't want to be sitting here if we didn't do it.
Even though the borough might not have exact numbers to bring to voters, Powell said leaders need to do their best to give Wrangell residents a clear picture before the October election.
I want them to be cut and dried of what we're trying to do, why we're trying to do it, and this is our best estimate of what your millage might go to. That, I mean, that's all we can do right now is an estimate. And then, you know, if I'm still here, I'm going to push it down everybody's throat that, hey, we promised to get the millage rate down to where you're only still paying down much more for your house, because that's what we need to operate on. And two more millage was to pay for these bonds.
The ballot measures would only approve taking on the debt. Any changes to the property tax mill rate would be considered separately by the Assembly. While $12 million is a significant amount of money, Assemblymember Ryan Howe pointed out it's just a start towards the infrastructure needs in Wrangell. And it's a start for building trust, he said. If the Assembly and administration are open and communicative with the public during the process, it will pave the way for future projects, he said.
I mean, eventually, like, the dam's going to fail and water's going to come rushing down that hill. Eventually, the water plant's going to poop out permanently. Eventually, like, the public safety building is going to collapse under its own weight. Like, eventually, we're going to have to ask people. We're going to ask eventually. And it's like, this is a small piece, but let's establish trust now so that when we have a big project, we can count on the public to know that we mean it.
To keep voters informed, the local government has established a committee to oversee the bond process. A third ballot measure on the October ballot will ask Wrangell voters whether they approve of the government selling or leasing the old mill site at 6 miles Zemovia Highway. The borough bought the property for $2.5 million in late June. There isn't a specific plan for sale or lease at the moment, but anything over $1 million has to be sent to the voters. The two bonds and the land sale or lease question will be on the October 4th election ballot. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.